evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Bowmanville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bowmanville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2ZZ, hi Jeff. KD2DFD.
Okay, there's two right off the bat. We'll start with KD2ZZ. Good evening, Jack. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. It was a beautifully sunny day, but not one of the like. We topped out at 87, and it's too close to 90 to suit me, but there haven't been too many days in August yet, but we've never been that one. I see tomorrow we're talking 60% chance of rain, and also tomorrow night another 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and I hate to say, but we do need the rain. It's kind of a little too dry after that deluge we had earlier. So that's about it from down this way. Oh, right now I've got 74 degrees. Well, I don't know, 74.73's all around. KA2's that.
Okay, Jack, I agree with you. We need a little rain. It's a little dry out there. So hopefully we'll all get a good soaking tomorrow, and then it can move along and bring us back the sunshine for the following day. We'll see what happens. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2DFD, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, everybody. Up at camp, probably the last night, and we've been out late, so I haven't been able to make the net, but did a little kayaking, I guess it was, on Moose River. Up in Old Forge with the family and my son, and it was real nice. And I'm sitting out in the field right now, and amongst the fog, and it rolls in every night when it cools down in the evening. And I'm just enjoying the stars and enjoying the camp. So say hello to everybody, and wish everybody the best, and I'll see them, or I'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks, I guess. 73s.
Okay, Pete. I wanted to tell you that I did get that camp shower going. I had to get a 12-volt pump that usually goes in an RV, and I ran that to that big holding tank. And that pump through a propane tankless water heater for the outdoors that I bought. So you run them together, and one comes right up with a shower head, and I had about 40 to 50 PSI on the shower head. So we did get that project completed.
Well, I'm glad to hear you did that, and our well is tested fine, and we're getting a good amount of water from it, and we'll be doing the same thing up here at my camp that you just did, and my wife's really going to appreciate having hot water in the shower and a little pressure instead of a little, gravity fed. So I'm glad things worked out for you.
All right, I'm glad to hear that you got the well all running and everything. Sounds like it must have been a fun project drilling through the sand there. All right, good luck with it, and hopefully we'll see you here in a couple weeks. So you take care, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KD2VLA.
KD2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KD2VLA. Well, I got my replacement truck sorted through the glove compartment. I dumped things out in 2 or 3 boxes in the old truck. And I'm picking out stuff that's worth keeping and picking out stuff that was no reason to carry them around, and I leave them home.
okay, Clint?
Oh, good. Glad you got the everything cleaned out and got the new truck going. Sounds like you have a lot of fun with it. All right. Thanks for checking in, Clint. I'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KAB2DIO.
KB2DIO, good evening. What's going on tonight? KB2DIO, check. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here in the shack. Heard the net come on. Figured I'd give you one for the count. Had a pretty good day. It's about 68 degrees here now. Gonna be a nice night. Good to hear you guys on there. Say hello to everybody, and hope everybody has a good night. Other than that, not much else going on. KB2DIO.
Okay, yeah, good to hear you again. Yep, we're all here. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2 AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, it's myself. Got to work tonight, had to work today. We finally got all the garlic done drying. We got it all tied up here and down into the storage closet downstairs. And we still had one string of it left from last year, and it's still good. So I think we got our supply for next year. It wasn't as big as it was last year, though. That rain in the beginning of the season really kind of stunted it out, I believe. But that's all right. We'll try again here this fall and see if we can't get a bigger crop next year. But we should have enough to last all the way until next year's harvest anyway. And that's about it. We took a little walk up on the towpath, and family and I, and just kind of hanging back, relax, and get ready for work. All right. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2VI
question. Go ahead, Clint.
Who's a good radio man that I can get to put my radio pack in my new truck?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I've never even put one in mine before. I guess probably Pete would be the one you'd have to talk with there, I think.
Okay, I'll check out. Too fine work for me anymore. Can't see the work.
I've never been good at stuff like that either. I'm too colorblind. I can't tell the difference between some of the wires. I'm always worried I'm going to cut the wrong thing, and stuff makes me too nervous. Yeah, I give Pete a call. He's probably Pete or Ray, I guess. It would probably be the two guys who probably know more about than me. Ray knows more about cars, I think, than any of the rest of us here, so maybe Ray. Alright, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2MBU.
Speak of the devil, there he is. KC2MBU. Ray, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Just came in from getting the cats in and changing the propane tank on the gas grill, but went auctioning today and wasn't able to come home with any cars, but I came home with a motorcycle that I'd been high bidder on 5 weeks in a row. They finally cut it loose.
Congratulations. Well, I don't know if you heard Clint's question there. He was wondering who would be a good person to take his new truck to there to get a radio installed, a 2-meter installed. I said either Pete or you.
Yeah, either one of us could do that. Not a big deal.
You copy that, Clint?
Copy. Get hold of Ray. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. And, again, congratulations on the motorcycle there. And if you couldn't get any cars, at least you got something. All right. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Hearing none, I'll now close the Blackbird Valley service net. Return to its frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Clint, Chuck, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KD2KOJ is clear.